They won this round, but families of the more than 200 victims of the explosion at Beirut port are far from achieving the justice they demand. It's been nearly 3 years since one of the largest non-nuclear blasts in recent history, and Lebanon's leadership has been standing in the way of accountability.
They are trying to replace the judge Vitor by another judge that is politically affiliated to people that are against us and against our cause. So it's a big, big deal. We all know that if they manage to do so, the case of the port is just, you know, it's gone.
So far, the authorities haven't been able to appoint a second judge.
Every judge in there must know the repercussions of them contributing to the divergence and to the covering of the justice.
But officials have blocked the investigation for more than a year now. They have filed lawsuits against the lead investigator, Tariq Bitar, preventing him from proceeding with his investigation.
It has been established that officials as high up as the president were aware of the presence of highly explosive material at a port warehouse and did nothing about it. An investigation by human rights organizations concluded that multiple authorities were, at a minimum, criminally negligent.
Many here say the answer lies in an international investigation, which authorities have repeatedly rejected.
International community and the countries that believe in human rights should act. I mean, how long will they wait? Can't they see that the file here is dormant and it will be dormant forever if nothing comes from outside?
It's been a long battle for families who are up against a political and security establishment in a country with a culture of impunity. Zana Khodr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.